Dave Ramsey's going to be pretty adamant about credit cards. And if you've ever heard his radio show, he has the same deal on there, too. He does not like credit cards at all and doesn't advise people to have them, doesn't have them himself, I think. In fact, do I want that? Nah, I'll just leave it off. In fact, when I went to the store in order to buy this video, he has an online store at DaveRamsey.com. I went to buy this and buy those workbooks. He doesn't even take credit cards on his own store. So I couldn't pay for it with my credit card. I had to use it. You can either use a debit card or cash or a check, I think. So, what's that?
Out of curiosity, how does it know that?
I don't know, to be honest. I don't know how it knows it's a debit card, but I think somehow, I think if you try, it will not accept it. So, but I think that's going to come from his background, because he's had so much trouble with money, and the folks who call into his show generally are folks who are pretty bad shape in terms of money, so, and credit cards. So, does anybody know, or can anybody tell me what the difference is between a credit card and a debit card? So, right. Yep, exactly. So, right, there's my debit card from credit union that I got it. It's, you know, got a Visa thing on it, 16-digit number, just like the credit card, which I have from Citibank, also same kind of thing. But, yeah, that's exactly right. The credit card is going to, well, the debit card is going to be tied to your checking account. So money you put in, and then when you go to the restaurant, swipe this card or whatever, the money's going to come out of your account right away, pretty much. I mean, there might be a day or two delay, but basically it's pretty much like paying with cash. It's almost the same as if you went to your account and withdrew $20, handed it over. If you wrote a check for $20, it's going to come out right away. You're not going to get a bill at the end of the month or anything like that. With a credit card, like Ian said, it's going to be where the company will give you an amount of money that you're allowed to spend over the course of the month. So it might be $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000. That's the amount of credit that they're going to give you. You're allowed to spend up to that amount throughout the month. So you run your credit card through for $20. Nothing's going to happen to your checking account right away. But then at the end of the month, you're going to get your bill, and they're going to say, here's your bill for $20 or whatever it happens to be. Warren, I'm going to give that to you for now. Warren's got some stuff he wants to pass out later in regards to what we talked about last week, right? So I'll let you mention that at the end if you want. But so that is pretty much what the difference between a credit card and a debit card is.
Question.
Yes, sir.
A lot of them have this fraud protection where you'll not be liable for some of them that's nothing over $50 or some of them that's nothing at all. Is there a difference, like for
in how you
for stolen card protection between the debit cards and the credit cards?
Yeah, there is. We're definitely going to touch on that to talk about some of the differences between those two other than just that. So that's how credit cards work. They give you this balance that you can use. So how is it that credit card companies can get you? What is it that credit cards are going to do to mess you up? Well, there's basically two things that are going to really hurt you when it comes to credit cards. The first one is going to be the interest on the unpaid balance that they can charge you. So you may have a credit card line of $5,000, and your bill comes in, and you've spent $2,000 this month. And it comes in, you say, $2,000? I don't have that kind of money. And the bank says, well, don't worry about that. You don't have to pay the whole $2,000 this month if you don't want. You have to pay a minimum. There may be a minimum required of $10, maybe $40, but they say, just pay us that, and that's going to be okay. Well, the thing is, what they're going to do is going to, you know, you pay your $10 on your $1,000 bill, you've still got $990 left on that account. You've got to pay it at some point, but they are going to charge you interest on that $990 that you did not pay. So how much interest are they going to charge you? Well, it depends on the card. Let's see, do I have a slide for that? Yeah, I do. Yeah, pretty much. Here's my credit card bill. I mean, here's my credit card agreement. You can barely read it. It's type about that size. or whatever, but in here it says that my credit card right here has an interest rate of 18.24%. 18%. Like he was saying in there, there's no way you can really invest your money to get 18%. The credit card's going to get it. They're going to charge you 18% on that $990 that you didn't pay. And if you were in some cases, that may be more, 20, and maybe 32%, could be even more. So every time you are not paying off that credit card in full every month, they are going to charge you that amount in interest on top of it, and then it's going to come due next month. You pay the minimums again next month, it happens again. Another 18, another 32%. The other things that credit cards can do is give you penalties if you are late. If for whatever reason you forget to mail in your payment, or you know, it got lost in the mail or whatever, and it's even an hour late, then they have the right to put on all kinds of fees. Late fees, finance charges. This happened to me once. I did all my reconciling and all, and then I forgot to send in the check. I just overlooked that part of the process, kind of an important step, but I missed it. and they charged me. I got my bill next month, and it was $30 for missing that payment. And they also can take that opportunity to jack your interest rate up. You know, that's when you might go from being 14, a fairly good rate as far as credit cards go, up to 24, 32% or more, just because you were an hour late with that payment. Here's a, why is my little thing not wanting to go? So Dave is going to be pretty adamant when it comes to credit cards. Don't use them. Here's a quote, I forgot to write down the guy who gave this quote, but giving consumers the use of a credit card is similar to giving people the keys to a car without driving lessons or without having a license. If they're lucky, they'll learn only by having some fender benders. But millions of people get into multiple car accidents that spin out of control and eventually lead into bankruptcy. And unfortunately, guys, that is just the way it is. You guys who are in college may have noticed that there are often recruiters out in the quad or wherever from the banks, from credit card companies, who are signing students up, who will give you a t-shirt or frisbee or whatever like that just for signing up the card. They do. That's how they'll do it. And they are doing that because credit card companies know generally that college-age students are about the most profitable group of people for them. They know that because people of that age often don't have credit yet. This may be the first credit card that they've ever had. This may be the first time that they don't have to pay cash for something or don't have to write a check. You can now go to a restaurant, swipe the card, and get what you want or buy something at the store and have it, and you didn't have to pay for it, at least not right then. They are counting on the fact that a lot of college kids aren't going to understand that when that bill comes at the end of the month, it's going to show everything that they spent, and it's going to be big. And they're also counting on the fact that if college students get in trouble, often it's going to be mom or dad who is going to help bail them out and get them out of trouble. So be aware, guys, that unfortunately at the age you are prime targets for credit card companies. They are preying on folks like you, hoping that you are going to help them become rich by misusing credit. Here's another quote, if I can get it up. When someone is carrying any credit card debt, it means that they are falling behind instead of getting ahead, and that means there's a problem. When people ask how much credit card debt is okay, it's a little bit like asking how much TNT can you keep in your basement. You probably could keep some and get along okay, but the smartest move is not to keep any. When we've been talking for the last week or so about saving money. That is what we're trying to do. We are trying to build wealth. We are trying to accumulate wealth so that we can use that money to serve the kingdom of God, to be able to benefit our families, and to be able to benefit others that we want to help. We talked about last week how if you don't save and you don't start saving for, 10 years, you're just standing still. It's going to be a lot harder for that money to grow. But when you've got credit card debt, when you've got that $2,000 bill and you can't pay it, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year, we're not just standing still. We're not just waiting to invest, we're actually losing ground. We're actually going in the hole. We're actually moving the wrong way from where we need to be going. We want to be making money and growing that wealth over time. Credit card debt is going to sap that and make it so much harder to get ahead. So what happens if you are late with your payment? If you've for whatever reason, the payment didn't get there on time, even if it was the full payment, what's going to happen? Well, like I said earlier, you're going to get hit with some late fees. It could be up to $30. It could be more. It used to be a lot less, but the law changed to allow credit card companies to do basically whatever they wanted. So the fees that they can give you are going to be pretty severe. And your interest rate, come on, your interest rate could go up immediately. They will often take that opportunity to push you into that rate that they are hoping they're going to be able to get you for. Credit card companies are hoping that you were going to be late so that they can take that opportunity to jack up your rate and get that much more money out of you. Let's see. What other problems are there with credit cards? There is no limit on how high the interest rate can go. There's no federal law in this country that says where the interest rate can stop. If they wanted to charge 50%, 100%, or 500% interest, they could do it if they wanted. Now, a lot of states have laws that will put a cap on that interest rate, but at least two states don't. It's Delaware and South Dakota. Don't have any laws on the books that limit the interest rates. And that's why just about every credit card company in the country is in South Dakota or Delaware, because there is no limit on the interest rate that they can raise it to if they want. Now, you can always leave. You can always get rid of your credit card and switch to a different company or whatever. But you have to be aware that they can pretty much do what they want. But even if you do everything right, you pay on time, you pay the whole balance in full, you're a good customer, they can still raise the rate whenever they want. As long as they give you a 15-day notice, they can do pretty much whatever they want to do. So you have to watch it when they send you things in the mail that, you know, things like this that are hard to read and such. They're buried in there will be something that'll say, by the way, we're changing the APR, the interest rate that we're charging you, to whatever. In this country, the average debt for American households is $9,900, which is amazing, I think. On average, every household in America carrying almost $10,000 in debt. Guys, that is not the way that we're going to get ahead. It's not the way we're going to get ahead as a country either. Economically, it's just bad for us. But, I mean, in terms of personal ability to handle things, like he was talking about when the car breaks down or tuition comes up or whatever it happens to be, having that debt is going to be crippling for our country. So, you know, that's what it is for your typical household of, you know, adults. What is it for college students? Well, for college students, the average credit card debt is $2,200. For guys who haven't even gotten out of college yet, the average is carrying over $2,000 in debt already. Let me show you what that kind of looks like. Let's say you've got your $2,200 of debt, and you're going to pay it off, but you're going to pay the minimum that the credit card requires of you. So $2,200, and they say, you know, don't pay us all that right now if you don't have to. Why don't you just pay us $40 a month or so, or whatever the minimum happens to be. So if you've got $2,200 and you're just paying the minimum, it's going to look like this. It's going to take you 15 years to get that paid off. Just $2,200, just the minimum, but it took 181, in this case, months, over 15 years to get rid of that. But not only that, in addition to that, it's going to also cost you an extra $1,717 in interest. So your $2,200 balance has gotten almost double that in interest. It's taken you 15 years to pay it off, and you've paid $4,000 to do it. This is compound interest, like we looked at last week, that great, wonderful thing that we had last week working for us. This is compound interest working against you. It is the credit card companies just making money off of us because we're not paying the whole thing off. Like Dave Ramsey said, if we had saved up money ahead of time for that $2,200, whatever it is, a car or whatever, it would have taken a lot less than 15 years to save that money up, earning interest, putting in a little bit every month. But instead, by charging it here at the beginning and paying it off, it took a long time to get rid of. So there are a lot of problems with credit cards. They can do a lot of damage. And I can understand why Dave Ramsey is pretty much against them. Because when you're using a debit card, here's my debit card again, you're not going to have those same kind of problems. Debit cards are forced discipline. Basically, you can't spend more than you have with a debit card. It's coming out of your checking account. They're not going to let it go through pretty much if you don't have the money in there. You're not going to have to worry about a bill at the end of the month. So debit cards are great for that, for having that enforced discipline. So should we use credit cards? The answer to that is no. I'm just messing with you now. All right. So why have I got a yes up there now? Use a credit card, yes. All right, well, there are a lot of dangers to credit cards. And they are things that really affect a lot of people. But in reality, there are a lot of things that credit cards have advantages with that are better than debit cards. And sometimes those advantages can be pretty big advantages as well. So I want you to understand what you can do with a credit card that you may not be able to do with a debit card. If there's fraud on your card, if you've got your card here, your credit card, and someone steals it, let's say, or someone, for whatever reason, is able to get that number and use it to buy something that you didn't authorize, and you get a bill, and suddenly it's like, wow, someone took a $5,000 trip on my credit card, then by law, if you report that within 60 days of discovering that problem, then you are limited to only $50, no matter what the charge was on your account. And a lot of credit card companies, including this one and most of them, will go beyond that and say, you know what, as a company, we're going to actually make your liability $0. As long as you report it to us within 60 days, you're not going to be liable for any fraud whatsoever. Now, debit card companies like, you know, credit union will do that sometimes too. But the thing is, the law says that when it comes to a debit card, and someone steals it and pays $5,000 vacation, you may be liable for up to $500, and only if you report it within 2 days of it happening. Or it might be 2 days of when you discover that it's happened. So 2 days from when you get your bank statement. You go and say, this wasn't mine, and they say, okay, don't worry, sir, we'll take care of that. You only have to pay us $500 for that. Now again, the debit card company may have a better deal for you. Your bank may offer you zero liability, but the law says they can do up to $500, whereas with a credit card, it's only $50. You can refuse to pay with a credit card for any defective or unreceived goods. Now, so if you order something and you get it, it's a stereo or whatever, and you get it and it's broken, or you order it and it never arrives, then by law, again, you can go call your credit card company and say, I never got this, or it's broken, it's not what they represented it to be to me. And they will say, okay, we're going to take that off of your bill. Now, you may be able to do that with some debit cards, but the law does not require them to offer you that deal. Your bank could say, sorry, you're out of luck, you're going to have to pay that bill. By law, the credit card companies can't do that. They will reimburse you for that. If a billing error occurs, then you don't have to pay that amount while it's being investigated. This is a big one for a credit card. Let's say you go to the store, you go to Food Lion, you're going to buy something for $5, and they mistype they miss the decimal place or whatever, and you get home, and later you get your bill, and the grocery store has charged you $500 instead of $5 for whatever it is you ordered. Well, with a credit card, remember, you haven't paid anything yet. You got the bill, but you haven't paid anything yet. So you write to the credit card company and you say, there's a problem with this. This bill is obviously an error. In fact, I have the receipt or whatever. It should have been $5, not $500. So the credit card company will say, okay, we're going to investigate that and find out. Meanwhile, if you will, please pay us the $5 that you owe, but don't worry about paying the whole $500. Now, a debit card is going to be sort of similar to that, but the thing is, if the grocery store took put a $500 charge on your debit card, where's that money? It's gone. It's out of your checking account. It went to them the minute they punched in $500 and hit enter on their computer, or maybe a day or two later. Now, you can fight to get it back, and eventually, hopefully, if things go well, it will come back, but it may be 2 or 3 weeks. And meanwhile, if you're trying to pay bills and you've got $500 less than you thought in your checking account, it's going to be hard to do. That credit card, you didn't have to pay. The money never left your account. With the debit card, it left your account the minute the charge was put in. Yes, sir.
This thing happened to me.
Yeah.
It was actually someone at a restaurant where I get the receipt, but they had someone who was tacking on money when it got reported to the credit card company, and they were taking it themselves. And I just called the credit card company and said, hey, I got billed too much. I've got the receipt right here. And that was all it took. And I never had to pay it. So it wasn't like a $500 expense, but you know, this really...
They did take some money. Yeah, I had someone steal my credit card number once. I don't know how, but I got my bill and discovered they had bought some long-distance cards or something with it, a few $100 worth of that. I was able to dispute it. The credit card company said, okay, that's fine. You don't have to pay that. It was good. It worked out pretty well. Couple other benefits. Reward cards for credit cards are common. You can find them. For instance, here's my Citi card here. I've got some rewards on here where I get back 1% on everything that I spend. But if I go to a grocery store or a drugstore, I get back 3% on everything I spend. Now, I'm not going to get rich doing that. You know, you go to the grocery store, spend $100, you get back $3. It's not going to be much, but it is nice now and then to look at my account and say, oh, I've made $50 so far. Well, I think I'll get them to send me a check. They send me a check for $50. It's pretty much free money. With debit cards, you're not generally going to get those kind of rewards. Those types of cards are much harder to find when it's a debit card versus a credit card. Also, credit cards will give you some extras sometimes. My credit card has a deal where if I go and buy something on this that has a 1-year warranty, by using this credit card, it automatically doubles the warranty for me to 2 years. If I go on a trip, it gives me a certain amount of trip insurance. If I rent a car, it gives me a certain amount of renter's insurance for my car should I get in an accident while I'm driving that rental, all for free, all part of this credit card. The debit cards generally are not going to offer that kind of a deal. Credit cards, if you use them well, can build your credit score. And I don't have time to talk about that, but credit score is basically a representation of how well you have used credit over the years. When it comes time for you to get a mortgage, if you want to buy a house, if you ever do a car loan or anything like that, your credit score is going to be what a lender is going to look at to determine whether they give you money at a very good interest rate or a very poor interest rate. Credit cards, if you get them, pay them off, can be very helpful in building that. So the question is, should you get a credit card or not? And that is a tough question to answer. And I don't know that I have the best answer. I struggled with figuring out how to give it to you guys, because there are a lot of advantages to credit cards. There's a lot of trouble with credit cards. I would say, yes, go ahead and get a credit card if you can do these things. Pay off the balance every month. Don't let it go without paying off that balance entirely. Credit card company's not going to make you do it. They're hoping you're not going to do it. But please pay off that balance every month if you can. The corollary to that is if you can't afford it, don't buy it, even if you have a credit card. If you're at the beginning of the month and you know you're not going to have money at the end of the month to pay for that item, Don't get it now. Don't get anything that you can't pay off by the end of the month. Be on time with your payments. Don't miss a payment. Send it in a few days early. If it's due at the 31st, go ahead and send it in on the 25th, or, well, back it up even a little bit more than that. Make sure that gets in on time. And you might want to consider getting a credit card that does not have an annual fee. Some of these guys will charge $50 just for the privilege of having it. You don't generally need to do that. Even if they're offering rewards, I wouldn't do it. Get one that doesn't have an annual fee. Do consider getting one with rewards, like this one again. Something that'll maybe give you cash or rewards or airline miles or something like that. This last quote, credit cards are the best of products and the worst of products. And that's true. It's like money is, like we talked about in our first session. Money can be a great blessing to you. You can use it to benefit yourself and the kingdom of God. Or money can be a great curse for you and a great scourge in your life. Credit cards can do the same thing. Used well, they can help you build credit and make your life better. Used badly, they can get you in a lot of trouble. So, yes?
Would you suggest getting a credit card through your bank account?
You could. Now, I have found, and I have one here, this is my Wachovia card as well. I carry this as a backup. There's nothing wrong with that. The banks often won't give you the reward cards. So, like, this Wachovia is fine in that it has no annual fee, but I don't get any rewards for using this. So that's why I prefer this one, which gives me 1% back. And then I use this one if I have to. But, yeah, your bank is probably a fine place to get one. That's pretty much it, guys. If this ever becomes trouble for you, then stick with the debit card. There's nothing wrong with it. That enforced discipline is good to have. It's good for me to have, too. But if you can stick with those two steps at the top, pay off that balance every month, pay on time, do those two things, if you can swear to yourself that you will do that, then a credit card can be very helpful. So, I ran over, I'm sorry. Do you guys have any other questions or comments? Got anything? All right. Warren's got something for us here. Warren, you want to describe what that is? Or?
I'll hand these out to you.
Okay.
Easy enough to describe. It's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay. So. All right. Thanks, guys. Let's pray quickly, and then we will be dismissed. Father, we thank you so much for the principles that we can gain from your word in being wise with our money and being wise with credit. I pray for all of these folks here that you would help them, many of them starting out with credit, and having these choices presented to them for the first time. I pray, Father, that they would avoid the dangers that so many Americans have fallen into, the traps that so many of us fall into so easily, that they would be wise with the use of credit, that they would be wise with the use of their money, that you would bless them throughout their lives. Be with us now as we go to worship. We pray for your blessing on Pastor Hendricks and for this service. In Christ's name, amen.